And if someone couldn't ate something and couldn't keep it on his stomach, you'd say he had to
upset stomach.
Or he had to
vomit.
And any other terms you heard there that took to mind?
Well, they used to say it mighty flat and ugly. Or he's out there puking.
That'd be kind of a cruder way of
putting it. Yeah, that'd be a crude way of putting it.
And vomit would be more prolonged.
Yeah.
Something like that, yes. And you'd, if he had to vomit, you'd say he was sick. Where sick?
Sick on the stomach.
Yes, sir. And let's see, we're talking about things what it used to be. It used to, if a boy was going over to see a girl, you know, most every night, sitting out with her on the porch and walking home for church, you'd say he's doing what?
He's courting.
Courting her.
Yeah.
And what would they call him? He would be her.
Sweetheart, boyfriend.
Yeah, and she would be his?
Girlfriend.
And if, say, you know, a little boy, he comes home, or a boy comes home at night after been out with a girl, got a little lipstick or something on his collar, his little brother might laugh, say, aha, you've been
smooching.
Yes, sir. And say, if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what? She
turned him down.
Ever heard any other ways of saying that?
Nick, stood him up?
Yes. And if she didn't turn him down, you'd say, well, they got
split up.
Mm-hmm. Or if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
And you know, at a wedding like that, the man that stands up there with the groom, they call him the
best man.
What about the one that would, the girl that stand up there with the bride?
That was the bridesmaid.
Did you ever have, when you were coming up, maybe just a kid, did they ever have after a couple got married, a kind of celebration where they'd be out maybe shooting off pistols and banging pans and making a lot of noise and carrying on after the wedding? Never know of.
No, I never experienced that. They'd always tie bells or cans or shoes or paint up their automobiles or whatever they were riding in.
I guess they still do. I was at one last Saturday. My brother-in-law got married. Tired
of
a bunch of cans in
the car. Well, I think maybe they expect it.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Maybe be disappointed if they didn't get it.
I figured as long as they didn't mess with my engine or do any kind of permanent
damage. They've got kind of nice about it. Now, used to, you could put, there were certain things you'd put on all my mobile or body, which you couldn't get it off. But now, they're nice enough that there's some stuff that makes it look mighty bad, but you can just wipe it right off. Yeah.
And let's see, the kind of activity that people used to go to, they might go to a square
dance.
And I guess they still have any of those around here, or much?
No, hadn't been in a long time. But back when I was a young fella, it was a goal. Everybody went to the square dance.
And you might say, well, they didn't, a bunch of boys have been acting up. You might say, they didn't arrest just one or two. They arrested the
whole crowd.
Yes. And if children get out of school, say at 3 o'clock, you'd say 3 o'clock is when school
turns out.
And you might say, well, I guess I always used to, the day after Labor Day was the day when school
turned out. Mm-hmm. Took in.